Sorry for being a little bit delayed, but we had some important issues that we had to discuss in closed session, which we'll report out a little bit later when council gets here. For tonight, the Pledge of Allegiance is going to be done by Dr. Young, and the prayer is going to be done by Director Olinger. So if you would all stand, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A moment of prayer. Gracious Lord, on this glorious spring day, we bow our hearts and minds to show our praise by giving thanks for all that you do for us. Gratitude is given to staff for their passion and teamwork in the Earth Day ceremonies, which instilled in the community and hundreds of students that water is a rare, fragile, and essential resource which we need to conserve. In your name, amen.
Amen. Okay, I'm calling the meeting to order. Madam Secretary, take roll call, please.
And we do want to announce that Greg Young was excused.
For sickness, yes.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes, here.
Dr. Clifford Young?
Here.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Here.
And President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Here. All right, I move that we adopt the agenda. Do I have a second?
Second.
Madam Secretary, take the roll.
And I'm sorry, sir, who is the second?
Dr. Young. I was going to let you report out a little bit later.
Thank you, Mr. President. The board voted on
she's got to call roll first. I was going to have you report out when we have to do reports of office. Okay, go ahead and take roll.
Director Don Olinger?
Here.
Director Dr. Clifford, I'm sorry, is that a yes vote to adopt the agenda?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh,
we took roll. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Here.
Is that also yes?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. Okay, let's move on to public participation.
Mr. President, did you excuse Director Young?
Yes, we did, for illness. Thank you, sir. Let's move to public participation. Any person wishing to speak to the Board of Directors on matters listed or not listed on the agenda within its jurisdiction is asked to complete a speaking card, which they've done, and submit it to the district clerk. Each speaker is limited to 3 minutes under the State of California Brown Act. The Board of Directors is prohibited from discussing or taking action on any item not on the posted agenda. Comments related to the notice public hearings and business matters will be heard during the occurrence of the item. Okay? All right, so I have public speaking cards here. I will start off with, how about Mr. Griggs?
Thank you, Mr. President and Board. Don Griggs, President, Ratepayers Association. I read in the Voice News that you did approve the $900,000 to get more wells into operation to accommodate the high demands for the summer months. I just want to say that we appreciate that kind of forward thinking. And thinking also of the ratepayers. That would be something that I'm sure they'll be interested in. Also, I want to thank you for putting the map in the package of the wells locations to make the district real to customers. I know we have that, and it's really been helpful. Thank you very much for that. On your need for a legislative advocate, I have some questions or concerns. When did the need come up? How was Strickland selected? Did the public get an opportunity to put names in or assist in the recruitment for local former Democratic legislators? This is just a few of my questions, but you get the gist of my concerns as a ratepayer and our money being transported out of the community. The state is under the control of Democrats, and we have 5 former legislators, all Democrats, 3 living in Rialto and 2 in San Bernardino. You say you want to increase the district's visibility with elected officials. This will not happen since Strickland does not live in the Inland Empire community. In addition, his salary will be transported out of our community, which comes from an underserved people. We know that many of the required skill set WVWD needs are not really located in the area, but this one needs to be discussed before moving forward. Also, under the prior administration, they contracted with lobbying firms to stay connected in Washington and Sacramento. What happened to those firms? Are they still active? What have they done for our district? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Griggs. Mr. Griggs, did you want to speak for Mr. Hardy Brown?
I do.
Okay, come on back up.
This is from the desk of Hardy Brown, retired. Agenda item 5 seeks approval for legal payment to Albright Law Firm from a breakdown statement numbered 100. I like the way they identified what they worked on. This is in keeping with what we discussed in our meeting last year. So congratulations, Mr. Tafoya, for trying to get a handle on the district's legal cost and what the case they worked on. Could you prepare a full report on what the legal cost has been since all the employees filed charges of discrimination and were terminated dating back to June 2016? I can email you a list of law firms that you have used. Item number 7, which is the revision of your policy and complaint procedure against harassment, discrimination, and retaliation with a heavy emphasis on sexual harassment training. I can say without hesitation that if your policy with proper training of board members and staff had been done in the past, the district would have been spared in this current community embarrassment and high legal cost. You should approve without hesitation the policy that is before you tonight. I make this request on behalf of your commitment to transparency, and that is for you to list your director's fee report as part of your monthly treasurer's financial report. In the past, I have had to put a public request, records request, for this information. I have learned a lot from those reports, such as who you meet with at the taxpayer's expense that is never shared with the public or any of you on the board. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Ariza? June, I'm saving you for last, if that's okay. All right. That's right.
Mr. President, members of the board, I'm Anthony Ariza. I'm a resident of the district. And I noticed on your closed session were some new hires. I question how many hires you need at this district. This district is getting top heavy with management, with the administrative people in this district, it seems to me like. And it seems like, and another issue I have with it is, are you bringing people up from inside the district to fill those positions? Or are you going outside to find them if you are looking for positions like that? You've got a lot of qualified people here that actually know this district, and it seems like that would be a smart thing to think about if that's something you're going to do. And one other item, I didn't put it on my card because I didn't realize it was going to be this late, but looking at the clock, it seems like your closed sessions ought to be moved to the end of the meeting, not at the first of the meeting. You've got all these people sitting around here waiting for you guys to come out, and it doesn't seem like right to have them all sitting around here for no reason. That's all.
Thank you, Mr. Ariza. Hey, you still got a Harley?
I've got several.
Oh, I got two of them. That's why I was asking.
I'm getting ready to ride mine to Washington, D.C. for the Memorial Day.
Seriously? Oh, very nice. That's a long ride. Oh, my God. I'm getting ready to take mine out, too. I just had them redone. June.
June Hayes, San Bernardino Valley Municipal Water District. You know, we are in a drought. We're still in a drought. We still have historic low basins, And for any public that may not be aware, that just because we had what seems like a lot of rain this year, that does not fill our basins. We need 3 years like this or better. And we actually, as much as we all were moaning and groaning about how much it rained, it was only a hair above average. So it really wasn't that wet of a year. But for the 20 years or so prior to the current drought, there was a time of a lot of water, such that San Bernardino was afraid of floating away. And if we had had a major earthquake, South San Bernardino risked liquefaction. The Prado Dam was one of the responses, not Prado, Seven Oaks Dam was one of the responses to that. But prior to that, from the late 40s to the late 60s, was another very long drought. In 1963, Orange County sued. And they sued everybody up here. And in 1969, we finally settled with what was called the 69 judgment, which says that the upper watershed, that's San Bernardino and Riverside County, have to send a certain amount of water down to the Prado Dam. Valley District is responsible for sending, by decree, 15,250 down to the dam, but only 12,420 is necessary because we've sent them a lot, so we have some credits. I had Melissa pass out to you the Water Master Report. We just celebrated 50 years of that 69 judgment, and the fact that we are now all cooperating from the upper watershed down to Orange County, and everybody is getting their fair share of water, and it's nice to collaborate, and I hope you enjoy your booklet. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I don't have any other cards. Was there anybody else that I missed? All right. Okay, with that, public participation, seeing no further interest, is closed. I'm going to move to the consent calendar.
I'm sorry, Director, President Taylor, we do have an information.
Information.
Item.
All right, I'll move to information. And Clarence, is that yours?
That's correct. Thank you. Joanne, can you come up, please?
Good evening. I'm President Taylor and members of the board. Just a brief update on the active well project that's going on. Well 8A, the casing has been cleaned and the post well rehab video has been completed. All pump equipment has been removed from well 7. A video survey for that well will be completed next week. Brush and bell for well 15 will begin next week. For the last well, well 41, we're waiting on the soil report. Contractor is anticipated to mobilize on the week of April 29th to relocate the iron exchange vessels. The project manager for Well 7 will provide the next report at the next board meeting with photos taken during the project. And this concludes my report.
Thank you. All right. With that said, I'm going to move to the consent calendars. I'm going to move that items 1 through 4 on the consent calendar. Items 1 through 4 be approved. That is my motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, I have a second. Madam Secretary, would you take the roll call, please?
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
I'm abstaining.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. All right, I'm going to move to business matters for consideration. One, I'm going to make a motion that item number 8 be moved to another agenda down the road. That is my motion. Item number 8.
Mr. President, I would like a separate vote on item number 5.
Okay.
And I move approval of all the other items.
Okay.
Mr. President,
yes.
You need a vote on the number 8 to move it to the next meeting or whenever you want to move it?
Correct.
We haven't had that vote yet.
I will second that motion.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
No objections?
No objections.
Thank you.
Madam Secretary, take the vote on that one.
Motion is to table item 8 until
a future meeting.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. Okay, moving to item number 5. Item number 5. There's been a motion to have a separate vote on item number 5. On item number 5, I recommend approval. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, Madam Secretary, take the vote, please.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
No.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. Okay, I'm going to make a motion that item 6, 7, 9, 10, 11, 12, 15, and 14, or 13 and 14, all be approved by the board. Do I have a second?
I second.
I have a second. Madam Secretary, take the vote, please.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. All right. I'm going to move down to reports. I want to do legal counsel first so he can report out. Mr. Attorney, would you please report out from closed session?
Thank you, Mr. President. The board voted to accept that there was a, in the West End settlement litigation, there was an option to take $3 million in water replenishment credits or $1.5 million in actual money. The board voted in closed session to take the $3 million of water, and the vote was 5-0. The board also voted to appoint Mr. Logan Olds as the assistant general manager, and that vote was 5-0. And there were no other reportable action taken.
Thank you, legal counsel. All right, I'm going to move to, you know what? I'm going to let Clarence go next.
Hey, we have a brief presentation as an update. Is Nassim here?
Good evening, board members. I'll be very brief in regards to our presentation. Okay, first to start off, we here at Public Affairs have been incorporating technology into our outreach. And during our committee, our external affairs committee, we've been discussing a mobile application program to communicate more with our public, with our ratepayers. So this is actually, we're here launching it today. We have a sign here off to the left, and it's called My WVWD. This app allows folks to go ahead and report any issues on the top left. It's viewed a little differently just because it's on a tablet right now, but the reporting issue is on the top left. Folks will be able to report an issue, whatever it is, a hit hydrant, meter leak, street leak, and so forth. Folks, if it is a meter leak, they'd be able to type in a description of exactly what the issue is. They can go ahead and incorporate a photo, take a photo of what the item is, and then it geotags at the bottom where exactly the location is. Once that's submitted, that goes to our departments, and we'd be able to respond appropriately on that. And what we're trying to do is incorporate technology to get information faster and also see if we can filter that within our departments instead of getting constant customer service calls. But at the same time, we are always open to taking calls. If it is an emergency, it would inform the individual that's trying to submit the inquiry that emergencies need to be reported via phone to our emergency hotline. And and we have several different sections to report: hit hydrant, meter leak, street leak, water quality, water pressure, turning on water, and water waste. In addition, we have a calendar here that folks would be able to incorporate. Our website, news, it's taking a little too to load, and then also contact information. Overall, at the same time, the best feature I believe in it is that we are able to, if water service is impacted due to a street leak and we have to turn off water service for an hour or two to do repairs, and it's to a whole neighborhood, folks that have downloaded the software, instead of our staff having to go knock on doors, anyone that has a system, we can go ahead and create a circle around a specific area that's impacted, and it would immediately notify them within a second that systems are off for the time being, and we'd be able to continue updating them as it goes on until water is turned back on. That concludes in regards to our presentation to the mobile app. Any questions you have?
Nassim, you might want to mention it's both Apple and Android friendly, so doesn't matter what any type of phone you got, it'll work.
It is. Right now I'm using the Apple version, but we did, and this goes to show you the two systems. Google Play approved it within minutes, and then Apple, it took back and forth. It was several days to get it approved. But we are on both systems, and we look forward to actually getting that incorporated into the community. Any questions?
That's why I recommend Androids.
I know. Going on to any questions in regard to this? Okay, now on to the second presentation. It's going on to our Earth Day celebration. Let me go ahead and just play a quick video. Okay, so that was our video in regards to wrap-up summary into the event, the Earth Day event we held here last Saturday. It was our inaugural event, and we just have some statistics that we'd like to provide to you. For the event, it lasted 3 hours from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. We had approximately 700 attendees, excluding staff, attend the event. Marketing forms that we used, we incorporated, were mail, social media, customer service, radio, and email. We had fruits, vegetables, and also landscaping classes incorporated into the program overall. There were tours of the FBR, system, as well as our Romer facility. Some of the vendors that we had included a dental office, Congressman Pete Aguilar's office, some of our vendors, contractors that we use here on site for chemical testing, as well as Burtek and a few others. Thank you to the board for your support in this event. It was a very successful event, and also to our staff. It could not have been done without a teamwork effort, and we definitely appreciate it. And it was our inaugural event, and for those that were there, I know that it was very impressive for this to come together, and I appreciate everyone's support and leadership to the board for bringing this, making this kind of coming, allowing us to do this great event. All right, so we also incorporated an entrance and exit survey. We wanted to go ahead and see what kind of an impact we had on attendees. In regards to the entrance survey, the overall image of the district when folks were entering, 80% were satisfied, 12% were somewhat satisfied, 6% were neither satisfied nor dissatisfied, and 2% were somewhat dissatisfied. And once they left, the overall image jumped from 80% to 94%. And somewhat satisfied went to 4%, and neither satisfied or dissatisfied went to 2%. And those were we moved the folks that were somewhat dissatisfied over, at least, and we had a real impact on folks, which was great. The event satisfaction was 98%, very satisfied, 1% somewhat satisfied, and 1% neither satisfied nor dissatisfied. And for customer service, in regards to our customer service for the district, 83% were very satisfied entering, 14% were somewhat satisfied, and 3% were neither satisfied nor dissatisfied. However, once they left, from dealing with interacting with our board members, interacting with our with the community, interacting with our staff, we jumped to 93% very satisfied, 5% somewhat satisfied, and 2% very dissatisfied. Not quite sure on that one. It was our Earth Day event, and we look forward to hosting this again next year. It was a great inaugural event, but it couldn't be done without the leadership of the board and also with all of our staff. That everyone did a phenomenal job. I was very proud to have an organization partner with everyone in doing this.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you. Any questions?
That's it.
Great. Thank you so much,
Clarence.
That concludes our presentations.
All right, thank you. I'll move down to the board members now. I just wanted to say that I attended the event on Saturday, and I got to tell you, you could tell the amount of effort, commitment, and hard work that was put in by the employees here at the Water District. I was, to say the least, I was blown away. They came out. They had been working on this for several days, just the immensity of it. I sat down with a lot of our ratepayers while I was out there. They were extremely happy about it. They said this is the first time that they had ever done this at the Water District before. The educational component that was there for the children and for the ratepayers, when they took them to by buses and stuff to our different facilities, they had no clue. They had no clue, like I did before I was elected, of what goes into providing safe drinking water at an affordable rate. And our staff put on a fantastic presentation educating them, and they came back and they were kind of blown away too. The mayor, Deborah Robertson, was there. Assemblywoman Perez were there. Both of them had asked me if we could make this an annual event. I kind of committed on the board that, you know, I would talk to my fellow board members, but I didn't think that that would be a problem based on the response. And you've seen the statistical responses that we got. It costs a little bit of money to educate people in the district, but I think it's important. Water conservation was a big theme that we had that day, as they did on Wednesday over with the mayor in Rialto on their Earth Day farmers market that I attended also along with Don. And it costs a little bit money to up front to have events like that to educate the ratepayers, but it actually pays off in the long run because they then know to conserve water, and it helps us out quite a bit too, so we're not having to buy in a bunch of extra water from the state and stuff. I think last year we spent, $800,000 or something like that, Clarence, in purchasing extra water?
Yes, it was $800,000 in extra water we had to purchase.
See, I'm learning. As I hang around here, I start learning things. So, like I said, it's a little money up front, but educating the public is what we need to do, especially one of the things that I had said is that, you know, it's taken us 30 years to get here where we're at, and it's going to take another 30 years to replenish the water that we're missing, and 70% or more comes out of the ground. That's where we get our water, and it's important that we conserve because our weather patterns, as Director Young had said, are erratic in California at best, which I agree with. So, you know, whether or not you have a cycle, you never know what's going to happen. I mean, look at this crazy weather we're having lately. It's hot today, but it may be freezing tomorrow. So it's important that we continue to understand that we are in a continual drought in California. That's just the way it's going to be, and we need to get used to it. And educating the kids that were out there, starting when they're young, because, you know, as adults, you kind of get set in your ways. But when you get them young and you teach them that, you know, you need to conserve water and there's the reasons why, I got a lot of tremendous response from the kids, especially when they, you know, they were able to go to the different plants and see how we do things. So I just want to say, staff, great job. Man, I'm really proud of all of you, and I look forward to doing this again. Any other board members?
I'd like to just echo what you were just commenting on. The thing that I observed was that everything was planned and implemented to perfection. And what I saw out there was a lot of teamwork, a lot of passion, employees all working together, and it was a great display. I also want to thank you, Director Hayes. I was at Valley meeting, and you commented on the event, which you attend. I always appreciate the good things you say about West Valley Water District to your colleagues on your board over there. Appreciate it. One other thing, Mr. Ariza, John Martin, who's been around the district for a long time, escorted me out to Well 7 that Joanne commented on. They were having some issues out there with that well. But you mentioned, maybe employees being taken a look at for promotions and what have you. John Martin is very knowledgeable about wells. He has a historical perspective. I learned more there in probably a half an hour than I did, you know, with my 14 years on the board, just spending that time with him. And your comments, I appreciate it. That's it.
Thanks, Don. Anybody else?
Yes, I would like to say that I want to echo President Taylor's statement. Staff, you guys, Nassim and Socorro and Clarence, you guys did a great job on Earth Day. I apologize, I was not able to attend. Had some other prior commitments. I do look forward to attending Rialto's Earth Day coming up this Saturday. Just once again, just want to say the staff's doing a great job. I know we're all trying to move along and prevent disasters from happening. So just want to say thank you guys for all you guys do and hope everybody has a good weekend and a happy Easter and spend time with your family.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, we have some upcoming meetings. Real quick.
We do. We do have our Finance Committee meeting tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Also noted down Rialto's Earth Day event. We also will have President Taylor and GM Clarence Menzel will be in Washington April 29th through the 2nd, meeting with congressional staff, hopefully getting some money back to the district. Also, we do have San Bernardino Valley's regular board meetings as well as the advisory commission, our advisory committee meeting. Thank you. We'll note that the May 7th meeting is canceled. Okay. Bloomington MAC's meeting is also noted, as well as our committee meetings for the district, which include the HR, External Affairs, Safety and Technology, Engineering Operations and Planning, and also our Finance Committee meeting in May. Aqua is also noted on there for the spring exhibition and conference. And we will have two of our directors, Vice President Kyle Crowther and Director Clifford Young, Dr. Young, will be attending the IEUA State Water Project Tour in Sacramento. And that is the conclusion of our meetings for next month.
Thank you. All right, unless there's anything else, thank you all.